Okay, we're up to Maaseres Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes. Okay, the last Mishnah we talked about was talking about that how one could eat figs growing in a courtyard without separating Maaseres, as long as he doesn't litzpor them, make a collection over there. Okay, and by a fig, if each one is an independent entity, and it was easy to set up a process such as that. Okay, now let's talk about Gefen Shinatua B'chatzer, a grapevine which planted in a courtyard, Notel Eskola Eshkol. A person could take the entire Eshkol, the entire cluster, and without separating any of the tithes, eat it normally, V'chein B'rimon, and so too with the pomegranate, V'chein B'avatiach. These are items where you don't normally see distinct parts to it. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva says that Omar Megarger be'eshkalos, you could only pick one grape at a time, upore berimon, and also break off seed at a time by the pomegranate, v'sofes v'amatiach, and only take one slice at a time from the melon. Meaning Rabbi Akiva, at the end of the day, sees our Mishnah being the same, you know, Mishnah, our Mishnah's case of any produce in the courtyard, the same as the Mishnah in the second parak, it was Mishnah Parak Beis, Mishnah Vav, when you were purchasing produce. In both of these Mishnayos, we assumed that a full cluster of grapes, the whole rimon, the melon, intrinsically they're considered collections of different units of produce, and therefore the only way to eat them, that's separating the tithes, is to pick and eat them one at a time. Kusbar shehizarua b'chotzer. Kusbar, we assume Rashi says, kach shema ba'aravi. That's its name. That's what it is. Coriander, he says. Okay, I assume that's coriander. It's zarua b'chotzer. It's planted in a courtyard. And mekartem ale v'ochel. You could pluck one leaf out at a time and eat it without separating the tithes. Ve'im tzeref. But once you combine them, you're going to be chayev. So even Rabbi Tarfon over here seems to conclude and seems to agree that would seem to agree that each and every leaf of coriander plant is considered a distinct produce. Okay, hasia va'ezov, sia, Rashi tells you, is ba'arvi fundnag, foliv. Okay, so one of the common translations for sia is what we call savory. Ha'ezov is a hyssop, v'hakurnis, oregano, shebechotzer. They're in a courtyard. Im hayu nishmarim chayavim. If they were protected, if they were guarded, they're going to be obligated on tithes. What we're referring to over here, and this is what some of the commentaries point out, is we're referring to a case where these plants weren't planted by the chatzar owner, but they sprouted on their own. And that's what makes these unique. Okay, these are distinct because you don't assume that the owner automatically gives these any significance like he does his other plants. Okay, and the reason why these three are usually exempt from tithes, even if they are protected, would normally be for the following reason. Because these items are both good for eating, as for humans, for spices, let's say, or for animal fodder. Let's check the beginning of Shvius in the 8th parak. They use it as well for that. Okay, in the Chiddush of the Mishnah, it says if they're guarded, they can be identified as human food. All right, te'ena shehi omedes b'chatzer, if you have a fig tree which is standing in a courtyard, v'nota legina, one of its branches leans over into a garden, so ochal kedarko potter, you can eat the figs normally and you're exempt from tithes. Okay, meaning if one's standing in a garden, he could take off as many figs as he wants from the overhang and eat them normally without separating any tithes. He doesn't have to eat them, you know, in any type of strange way, meaning eat them one at a time so they don't make a collection. Because we assume a gina, a garden in general, is not going to establish a tithing obligation. As we saw already with the Ginas Vradim of Jerusalem, we learned already. However, if the tree, omedes beginim notz chater, if the tree is standing in the garden and the branch leans out into the courtyard, which is where your gemar malacha happens, ochel achas achas, you could eat one fig at a time and you're going to be exempt from the tithes, potter, v'im tzeref, but if you combine them, you're going to be chayev. Omedes ba'aretz, if the tree is standing in the land of Israel, v'nota l'chutzaretz, and a branch leans outside the land, or b'chutz la'aretz, or if, for example, it's standing outside the land and the branch leans out, v'nota l'aretz, and leans into the land of Israel, hakol holech achara ikar, everything follows after the trunk. Very interesting case. From a Torah standpoint, the obligation to tithe, like all other Torah's agricultural laws, only applies in Israel. So here you have an interesting case where you have the tree growing near the border of Israel. Tree is on one side, but the branches with all the fruit is on the other side. Okay, so we're trying to figure out what's the primary status of the tree. Does it go after the trunk, or does it go after where the fruits actually are? Okay, the Mishnah continues. With regard to the laws of houses of walled cities, There's a special rule over here. The sale of houses in walled cities in Israel, they had special laws. First of all, the first year after the sale, the seller has the right to redeem the house. But if he fails to exercise his right within that 1 year, the house becomes the property of the buyer. That's in Vayikra chapter 25, Psukim 29 to 33 or 34 or so. On the opposite hand, fields and houses that are not within a walled city, those can't be redeemed within the first 2 years of a sale. And that you can see in the ninth parak of Arachin. And if they're not going to be redeemed later, they go back to the seller at the point of Yovel. That's not only, these laws over here, not only to houses, but to other types of property as well. And that's the commentaries pointed out. So with regard to the laws of houses of walled cities, HaKol Holech Achar Iker, everything follows after the trunk, meaning the entire tree is classified based on the location of where the trunk is. So for example, if the trunk is within the walled city, even the branches that go out over the wall are... over the wall, it's going to be subject to the laws pertaining to the houses in the walled city. Okay, but with regard to the cities, Ari Miklat, cities of refuge, when a person kills by accident, according to Bamidbar chapter 35, right at the beginning there, it says how a person is exiled to Ir Miklat, a city of refuge. In such an instance, Hakol Holech Achar Anof, there everything follows after where the branch is. Everything is from outside of Yerushalayim. With regards to Jerusalem, Hakol Holech Af Achar Hanof. Interesting. That's talking about Maaser Sheni, where Jerusalem is the showcase place, where Maaser Sheni is either taken to Jerusalem and eaten there, or it's redeemed for money, which is taken to Jerusalem and used to buy other food, which is eaten there. Once Maaser Sheni is brought into Jerusalem, its owner no longer has the option of redeeming it. So the case over here is a kol halacha achar nof. Here you follow where the branches are to consider whether it's brought in or out of Jerusalem.